Our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN as we get a chance to talk the winter sports season here for the Atlantic Trojans. And we'll be talking to boys basketball here as we get it started with head coach Jeff Ebling right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chris Friend Sales LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders offering high quality Lester brand name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799 or southwestiowabuildings.com. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website, culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure that your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. Getting a chance to talk Atlantic Boys Hoops now here with head coach Jeff Ebling. Coach, slid on in here this morning.
Yeah, it's a little dicey out there, you know, in a few spots, but not too bad. So.
Yeah, I think in town, probably if you're just taking it slow, you can be okay today. But any further travel than that, at least for a while, doesn't sound too much fun here today.
And be careful with that northwest wind, too. It was interesting when you first get out of town, that wind hit you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since we've last been able to talk, you guys have only been able to play one game, so we don't have a whole ton of stuff to look back at, but I guess maybe it's giving you an opportunity to go to work with your squad here a little bit and try to fine-tune some things at the same time. But, you know the weather's always going to play some havoc with part of the schedule during the season. You just kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's Iowa. Mm-hmm. Winter finally got here, and, you know, we just have to use this time to, like I said, fine-tune a few things, and really comes down to us also getting healthy. We had some guys that are a little banged up, but they're starting to come back, and this is a great time for us to, get healed up before we finally make this final stretch run here over the next, 5-6 weeks to see, where we can go from here.
Well, and one of those guys that has been banged up for you, Tyler Moen, was able to get out on the floor Tuesday night for you against Clarinda, and sound like he got right back in the saddle, played well.
He did. It was a little rusty in the first half. Maybe forced a couple things here and there, which, is expected when you haven't played in 3 weeks. And second half, he did a much better job, kind of getting in the flow, finding spots where he could be successful. And he did a great job for us, leading us there, I think, with 14 points on Tuesday night. And, it's nice to have, not just the offensive side, but the defensive side. I think he led us in rebounding with 7. And, it's always nice when we get a D1, football player back. It's always nice to have those athletes. And again, it took a little bit of time for him to get kind of adjusted with his teammates as well. They've grown over here over the past 3 weeks, so it's going to take even a little bit more time right now to really fine-tune. But we're getting there. Wednesday and Thursday, we have some really good practices. Guys are, starting to learn and get back in that flow, and this is a great chance to do it. And we got 2 games this week, starting with Red Oak on Tuesday.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, obviously the scoring is one thing, but when you have an athlete like that that can get up, get rebounds, make other guys adjust shots, he just does, so many other things that affect the game too.
Yeah, his on-ball defense, really does help us as well, because we can, win him and, not often do you have to step help and help him on a drive. He's usually, able to cut them off, and that allows us to stay out on some other guys and makes the other team really struggle offensively. So, like I said, it's nice having that piece back. And, our other guys that when he was out, they stepped up great over those 3 weeks. And, it actually added depth to our team that, we think we can utilize here in the near future.
Well, and that scoring kind of spread out for you nicely in that game against Clarinda. You had a couple other guys in double figures with Craig Allen Becker with 11, 10 from Dayton Templeton, and then a couple guys that were close. Skyler had 9 and then 7 from Grant, so really spreading it out pretty well.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I mean, we're with that depth now, you can't just focus on one or two guys, because we have other guys that can step up and, knock down shots. And Craig Allen Becker, not only, you know, with 11 points, but he guarded Nathan Lindsay. That was kind of giving us a little bit of trouble late or mid third quarter in the fourth quarter, and he really did a good job of being physical with him, you know, not letting him catch where he wanted to catch. And, you know, he stepped up his defense in that aspect, and that helped us get the win. And Dayton Templeton has come along great. You know, he still makes some sophomore mistakes, and we're still working with him on a few things like that. But, you know, he steps in a starting role for the first time, and he did a great job of knocking down shots, not forcing anything, kind of playing within himself. Made a great steal at the beginning of the game to get us, you know, 2 points right off the bat when they had transition. And, you know, he's just gradually coming into his own. And, you know, that's another nice piece that, you know, we're excited to have.
Yeah, and you talked about building that depth a little bit. And I think sometimes, you know, maybe it's a little bit hard to understand for others that, you know, there's plenty of guys on a team that can show that they can shoot the ball well, and they probably do it very well in practice a lot of times. But until you get out in that game situation, you're kind of in that pace. You know, these guys have had a chance now to take some of those shots in games and feel a little bit more comfortable with it, and that's what builds that confidence up.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of these guys, they played JV and freshman basketball last year, and when you step up to varsity, you know, you're playing the best that other school has to offer. And, you know, it's a more physical, it's faster, and it takes some time to get, you know, used to the speed and physicality of the game. So it's, you know, now it's to the point. You've played enough games, you've played enough in practice, you know, you've heard all the instructions, you're fine-tuning what you've hopefully been learning in practice, you know, and applying it in the games. And, you know, we're excited where we're at right now. You know, there's another player, Ethan Williams, who's really come along pretty well here in practice. He's really starting to look pretty good. And, you know, that's another, you know, piece on the front line that we can use. And, you know, with him being a junior, you know, this is great for us, not just for this season to have that depth, but even next year coming in, you know, having guys that are experienced at the varsity level that kind of understand, hey, this is what it's going to take, is going to be, you know, beneficial in the future as well.
Well, weather cooperating, we get a couple of games hopefully in here this next upcoming week. You've got a game scheduled against Red Oak on Tuesday night, and then set to go on the road to take on Sadell on Friday. What are you looking for your team here this upcoming week?
Well, you know, Red Oak, they're 3-9. We're going to have to make sure, though, that we focus on what we can control, and that's, first of all, intensity and effort, and pay attention to little details. And, you know, sometimes when you see records of 3-9, guys start relaxing, and, you know, we're not going to allow that to happen. I know in practice on Monday, we'll make sure that's, you know, stated very clearly that, you know, this is a great chance for us to get another win. And, you know, but it's not just going to happen by showing up. You're going to have to make sure you're, you know, focused on the little things. You know, they're improving, Red Oak. I know they struggled over the past couple of years, but, you know, they're playing a lot of sophomores, and a freshman, I believe, are their main players right now. So, you know, they're growing as well. And anyone can win on any given night. I've seen it many, many times. And we just need to make sure we do what we need to do to be successful. And I gotta tell the boys, I don't care if we win by one or you win by 50. As long as we're ahead at the end of the game, that's all that matters to me. So, you know, I know they'll come up here. They beat Shenandoah, I think, early in the year. They've won a couple other games. They've been close in a few games here and there. So, you know, they're getting there. And I know we won't take them lightly. I know we'll be prepped for them and be ready to roll.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here this upcoming week. We'll hope that you get to play 2 basketball games and then look forward to talking to you about it after that.
Yeah, I hope so too, because, you know, your scheduling is never fun. It's difficult to make it work out. But, you know, I think Tuesday, definitely the weather looks pretty nice. And, you know, I'm hoping that we, you know, next weekend it stays that way as well when we go to Sadell.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
That's Atlantic Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Ebling. We'll come back and talk about the schedule for girls hoops, wrestling, and swimming as well. Stay tuned here to KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Purebolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has been providing care continuously for 43 years. The office is open 6 days a week, and with 2 doctors on staff offering full body care, they are truly there for you. To set up an appointment or for questions, call Purebolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Hancock. They're ready to assist you with all your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Nutrien Ag Solutions of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly, professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Hey, welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN. Let's chat a little bit about a couple of things that have been canceled here for today. The Atlantic Camera Wrestling team, we, of course, with the way that the weather ended up being at the end of the week last week, we unfortunately were unable to catch up with Coach Duff. And they were getting ready for the Rollin Dyer. They did get that tournament in, the Rollin Dyer, there on that Saturday, so that was good for them to get back into some action. And then, of course, now they were hoping this weekend to head to another good tested tournament in Marion, the Marion Invitational, but that has been canceled due to the winter weather. So, unfortunately, nothing too much to talk about there on the schedule for Atlantic on the wrestling front, just because, of course, Rollin Dyer wrapped up a week ago, and then now their action this week being canceled. But they'll get back after it, of course, coming up here this next week, and we'll hope to catch up with Coach Duff there once again. Same kind of goes for the swimming squad and Coach Junker. They were scheduled to go to Fort Dodge here today for some competition, but that was canceled due to the weather there as well. They did have some action earlier here this week, as they had some competition. Well, they had some competition the late last week, and then also coming back here this last week, they had some competition with a home duel that was competed there at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. And I'll take a look here, try to get you an update on that. They came up a little bit short there against Abraham Lincoln. Of course, the tough part about what's they're trying to do there with that Atlantic program is, building numbers. And a lot of these teams that they compete against are larger schools, larger programs, and they have a lot more guys that they can put out there for different events. So the results sometimes can be a little bit deceiving just because, more events rack up more points. And, it may not be just a simple the competition is totally outdistancing them. It's just that they have more entries, and sometimes that skews it a little bit. But from that action there against Councilor Abraham Lincoln the other night on Thursday, they had what was senior night as well. So Cole Sampson, the senior, was recognized before the meet. Also, some of the results in the 200-yard medley relay, the team of Cole Sampson, Drew Engler, Braden Atkinson, and Bryce Schmidtke finished in second place with a time of 2:03.36. And the 200-yard freestyle, Brian York took first place with a time of 2:01.32. Alex Sampson was second with a time of 2:05.52. Also in the 200-yard individual medley, Drew Engler was second with a time of 2:25.28. 50-yard freestyle was won by Braden Atkinson at 2:25.56. Bryce Schmidtke finished in fifth, and Devlin Sunderman was sixth. The 100-yard freestyle in the JV, it was Devlin Sunderman finishing in third place. The 100-yard freestyle for the varsity, Alex Sampson was first at 55:04. Braden Atkinson finished second at 56:06. Brian York took first in the 500-yard freestyle as well at 5:21:45. The 200-yard freestyle relay took first at 1:43:19. Drew Engler, Cole Sampson, Brian York, and Alex Sampson. And the 100-yard breaststroke was won by Cole Sampson with a time of 1:07:40. Drew Engler took the top spot in the 100-yard breaststroke at 1:11:43. The 400-yard freestyle relay team of Brian York, Cole Sampson, Braden Atkinson, and Alex Sampson was first at 3:50:28. So as you can see, a lot of the events that they were in did very well in there for Atlantic in that duel against Abraham Lincoln. The team scoring came up just in favor of Abe Lincoln at 77-69. And once again, the Trojans were scheduled to be in action today at Fort Dodge, but now that has been canceled due to the weather. So that's a little bit of an update on what's going on there with wrestling and swimming. We'll take one more break and come back and get you a look at the girls' basketball schedule as well. This is our Coaches Show here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. For quality service and knowledge, Berg Electric is here for all of your electrical needs. Call Berg Electric at 254-9020 or stop in. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, located next to the storage sheds south of Mala. Berg Electric in Atlantic, 254-9020. Farmers Lumber Company carries all types of building materials, including fence posts, lumber products, tools, and railroad ties. Stop in at Farmers Lumber Company on the west edge of Fontenelle on Highway 92. Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Let's give you a quick note here on girls' hoops. The Trojans, unfortunately, as well, have only played one game since we last talked to Coach Vargason as well. The Friday Kemper game was, of course, postponed last week due to weather. And then they did get that game in against Clarinda. Well, I should mention, too, the prior week, they had a game Saturday the 4th. And then the rest of that week, the only game they had scheduled was Kemper Catholic game, and that got postponed. So then they had the action against Clarinda. And then, of course, last night against Harlan was postponed as well due to the weather. 69-34, that win against Clarinda on Tuesday night for the Trojans. They got 23 points from Haley Rasmussen to lead the way, as she went 3 of 9 from 3-point range and 7 of 20 from the field to lead Atlantic in that win. Also pulled down 4 rebounds and had 4 assists and also 11 steals in that game there for Rasmussen. For Taylor McCready, she dropped in a couple of points, as did Nellie Grooms. 5 from Lauren Nicholas, 4 from Macy Waters, 7 from Tessa Grooms, and then 4 from Jada Jensen, 6 from Corey Pelzer, and 16 from Mackenzie Waters in that contest. Waters went 6 of 11 from the field and also was able to contribute with 3 rebounds in the game and a couple of assists and 4 steals to help out that effort. So Atlantic pulling away. They built an early strong advantage. They had jumped out to a 26-5 lead by the end of the first quarter, outscored Clarinda by 4 in the second quarter, and then just continued to kind of little inch that lead a little bit further the rest of the way. But that big opening quarter really sealing the deal there for Atlantic in that victory over Clarinda. And next up for them, they've got the game scheduled on Tuesday night as well against Red Oak, that doubleheader that we have planned to have for you here on KJAN. And then they are scheduled to play on Thursday at Des Moines North, and then their next one on the slate would be then against on the road against Kemper Catholic on the 28th. So they've got a couple on the schedule next week as well. One is part of that doubleheader on Thursday night. Hope you join us here on the radio or up at the high school to watch that one live in action. Of course, we'll get back to the full swing of things, hopefully with the coaches so weather cooperating here this next Saturday morning. So tune in at 8:30 for that once again here on KJAN. That'll wrap it up for us here this morning. Thanks for joining us on the station where your friends are. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.